Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. On January 18, 2015, on the Stanford University campus, Turner, then a 19-year-old student athlete, sexually assaulted a 22-year-old woman, Chanel Miller, while she was unconscious. Two graduate students intervened and held Turner in place until police arrived. This is the story of The People versus Turner, Part 2, on the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of Wikipedia.
This is part two of The People versus Turner. We're picking it up on the reaction and the controversy over his sentence. Prosecutors and victims' rights advocates criticize Persky's sentencing as lenient and biased. Persky himself had been a student and lacrosse team captain at Stanford University. Nancy Brewer, retired Santa Clara County Assistant Public Defender, described Persky as being respected by both prosecutors and defenders, stating that he was seen as a fair judge who was not soft on crime or a judge that would give lenient sentences. Brewer said that Persky had carefully evaluated the evidence and did what he thought was a fair and appropriate sentence in the case based on the Santa Clara County Probation Department's pre-sentence investigation report. Attorney and media legal analyst Danny Selivo said, "The judge absolutely is obliged to consider very seriously the probation department report," and noted that the California Penal Code allows a judge to depart from the statutory minimum 2 years after considering the defendant's lack of criminal history and the effect of incarceration. Selivos believed that while the sentence was lenient, Turner's prior clean record made him a candidate for minimum sentencing. Deputy Public Defender Sajid Khan did not consider the sentence lenient. As he noted, Turner will register as a sex offender for life, and if he violates his probation, he could go to prison for 14 years. Khan further stated that Persky's reputation among public defenders, a group closely attuned to racial inequities in the courtroom, is that of a fair-minded jurist, saying, "No one has been able to cite an example so far of him where a similarly situated minority client has been treated harshly by him. We appreciated the judge's understanding of Brock Turner's humanity, and we would want any judge to do the same for our clients." Similarly, other sitting judges, both state and federal, and legal commentators have defended Persky's decision, noted that the sentence may, in their opinion, be disproportionate due to the lifelong consequences of a criminal conviction and sex offender registration, and called on the bar to protect the independence of the judiciary. Turner's father protested the prison sentence requested by the prosecutor, saying, "The sentence is a steep price to pay for 20 minutes of action out of his 20-plus years of life." Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeffrey F. Rosen criticized the letter from Turner's father, to the court saying it reduced a brutal sexual assault to 20 minutes of action. Persky recalled, although he did not face any opposition in the election held 5 days after the sentencing, Persky faced a campaign to recall him. Online petitions calling for Persky to be removed attracted over a million signatures. By June 10, 2016, Professor Michelle Dauber of the Stanford Law School and longtime advocate on campus sexual assault, who is also a family friend of the victim, led the committee to recall Judge Persky. The committee planned to collect signatures in Santa Clara County to force a November 2017 recall vote. A request for an injunction by Persky delayed that initiative. The California Attorney General's office supported the property of the county register of voters' approval of the petition, allowing the recall to go forward. Persky's legal team argued that since he was a state officer, only the California Secretary of State had the authority to approve its acceptance. The recall vote required gathering 90,000 verified signatures. Persky paid $30,000 to the firm of Brian Steklik to lead the opposition to the recall. A retired judge living in Santa Cruz heard Persky's request for injunction to prevent the recall election and approved it. The demands for recall received support from Representative Ted Poe, who spoke of the United States House of Representatives to condemn Turner's sentence as too lenient and a call for Persky's removal. The move to recall Persky was opposed by the Santa Clara County public defender, who said she was alarmed by the hysteria about the Turner sentence. A group of 70 public defenders petitioned in support of Persky, warning against mass incarceration brought upon by state legislatures or indiscreet judges, and fearing that the backlash against Persky could hurt their clients, mostly poor African and Latinos, by compelling judges to give out harsh sentences. Deputy Public Defender Sajid Khan wrote, "Rather than using robotic one-size-fits-all punishment schemes, we want judges like Judge Persky to engage in thoughtful, case-by-case, individualized determinations of the appropriate sentence for a particular crime and particular offender." Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen, whose office prosecuted Turner and did not appeal the sentence, stated, "While I strongly disagree with the sentence that Judge Persky issued in the Brock Turner case, I do not believe he should be removed from his judgeship." Adding, "Judicial independence is a critical part of the U.S. justice system. The immense power that comes with judicial independence also comes with accountability to the people that we serve." It's the dark side of Wikipedia, People versus Turner, on today's episode, and we're in part two of it. Lots to cover here. If you like our program, be sure to help support us. Become a Dark Sider over at Patreon, patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia. Get access to all of our episodes in advance, like months before the release to the public. No ads on those at all. And you also get our final chapter segments as well, and that's what helps keep our program on the air. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you are listening as well. Thoughts thus far on this whole thing of recalling the judge for...
I think he should have been recalled.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
I think... there's so many things to be pissed off about in this trial, and that's just one of them.
Yeah.
But I think they re-victimized the victim, and they were like, he is a top swimmer. The guy made a mistake.
Yeah.
Where they victimized her, and I've got some of her impact statement pulled up in front of me, because it's over 7,000 words long. It's not like we can read it. But I would advise anyone, you can Google Emily Doe victim impact statement and read it. It's powerful stuff. And I think it really puts it into perspective, where they're like, well, they looked at his criminal record. Well, you know what? Most people aren't convicted of every time they rape someone or attempt to rape someone.
Sure.
That is a very underreported crime. There's, you know, especially... And in her case, she was so, like, she didn't drink all that much, and she admits to drinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
But even that doesn't, because people drink too much all the time.
It's not an excuse for someone to rape. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But she was so blacked out that I still wonder if somebody didn't give her something.
Yeah.
Because she was really, she doesn't remember anything. And, you know, so it was like they kind of slut shamed her.
Yeah.
And he's like this top swimmer. It's like, well, you know what? He messed up. No, he really messed up. He was sticking things inside a woman.
Yeah.
You know, And like, she, it was really nasty. Like when they did the exam, she had dirt up inside her.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
That is.
You know, that's very aggressive. That's not gentle. When you're getting dirt
inside you,
up inside someone.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
You know, so the whole thing makes me mad. And just kind of, well, but you know, his real punishment is he's going to be a sex offender the rest of his life. You know what? He is a sex offender. Now that he's officially labeled one, and your point is, he is a sex offender. He is.
He is.
He raped a woman. And that's a punishment because he did it. I can't feel sorry for someone who rapes someone and then it's like, well, but the poor guy's going to be a sex offender.
No, I don't fucking care what sport you're in. I don't care what school you're going to. I don't care what power bar you ate for breakfast. It doesn't fucking matter. If you did that and you found that to be an okay act at some point in your life for 20 minutes, well, guess what? That 20 minutes really showed a lot about your character and what a horrible human being you truly are deep down inside. I don't care what wonderful, great, nice things you did in the past. If that's what you're doing in 20 minutes and you found that to be okay, no.
And the time he got caught.
Exactly.
Like,
That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Stay.